If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
What is needed is for you to accept his sacrifice for your sins, and then with him invited to live within you, you will have a new heart, a new spirit, and God's Holy Spirit will live within you.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Jerry. And my friend, remember the Ronco commercials? They're still on. Set it and you finish it. Yes, forget it. How many of you have gotten one of those portable ovens? I certainly did and have yet to use it. I skipped the set it and just forgot it. Not very helpful. But the reason the sale worked is the same reason that another kitchen contraption did get some attention and worked for a lot of people, including me. Yes, it's the crock pot. How many suppers, even as a single before I was married in seminary, did I crock pot, along with many other single and married seminarians, and even just as many households in general? We like to set everything up and have it do the work. So whether it's Ronco ovens, crock pots, electric skillets, or even pig roasts, think about it. Set it and forget it is our theme. But when it comes to God, is there a set it and forget it? Or did all religions have it right? We need to keep basting that bird. We need to keep sacrificing that animal. We can never truly have sins forgiven and hearts cleansed, but just have our guilt covered over for a few hours or days. Well, we are talking about that today on Wings of the Morning. But now, listen to Casting Crowns. Sing an old hymn. 'Tis so sweet.
So sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. trust Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, for grace to trust Him more.
In the book of Hebrews, in the Bible, chapter 10, the writer of Hebrews says a very, very important phrase that you can hear in some circles pretty frequently: once for all. Once for all. It is the key to understanding so much about our relationship with God. If we don't get this, once for all, we don't get God, and we get stuck in religions, all kinds of religions, because no religion is once for all. Religion is everything for always. But I'm rushing ahead, and that probably doesn't make sense yet. But listen to what the Word of God says. The law is only a shadow of good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshipers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Therefore, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased." Then I said, "Here I am. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God." So further in the chapter, it says that he says, "And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." So, once for all, what is it talking about? And what's it not talking about? So notice what he said first. The law is a shadow of good things. What law? Well, the law of Moses. You know, it was God's law, and it was good, but only a shadow image of the good, the real. So the external commands, even the Ten Commandments, were awaiting the day when Ezekiel's, the prophet, new heart and new spirit would be in us. And like Jeremiah was told, again, the prophet, God would write the law upon their hearts. That was the real thing. So, of course, in the shadow situation, the priest needed to offer endless sacrifices year after year after year, and never would any of these sacrifices be perfect enough to end the cycle. They were goats and bulls and lambs, substituting for the real culprits, us. They were never going to be real enough, good enough. They could not take sins away. But what they were was a reminder that we as human beings, no matter how good we seem, were sinful in and of ourselves, not good enough. There was no set it and forget it. It was set it and set it again and again and again. Well, you know. And yes, you know, because that is your life today, isn't it? If you don't have Christ, you are constantly falling back into sin and constantly trying to do enough to somehow please God and ensure heaven for yourself. But you never can. Perhaps you were raised in church and someone said, get baptized, sing in the choir, do a bunch of good things for others. Then you can be sure that God will weigh that against the ways which you have failed him. Or maybe you're a Muslim and you keep trying to do enough to somehow God won't punish you. But nothing seems to satisfy. Maybe you've given up. But see what it says. Those old sacrifices, that law that was a shadow of the good, pointed to something, someone. That someone was Jesus. David the psalmist pointed to Messiah Jesus because there had to be more than a lamb or a bull or a goat without blemish. There had to be a man without sin who would lay down his body in a perfect sacrifice. That was Jesus. He did it, and even the high priest during Jesus's crucifixion said that it is right that one be sacrificed for the people. You find that in John chapter 11, verse 50. So Jesus gave himself as the perfect sacrifice, and no more sacrifices either in heaven or on earth, in ceremonies or in fact, are needed. Only he could do this. Only he was able. But now what? Isn't religion and religious activity still needed? Well, I'm going to tell you something. What is needed is for you to accept his sacrifice for your sins, and then with him invited to live within you, you will have a new heart, a new spirit, and God's Holy Spirit will live within you. In other words, because God lives within you, you will be his new creation, and you will want to worship him, obey him, and live holy lives for him. So Jesus died once and only once. His sacrifice was needed only once, and all our sins were covered. But if you are not living for him, catch this, if you are not living for him, you have really not put your trust in his sacrifice, and his once for all is not in operation for you. But you can pray right now and ask him to come in, and that will all change. Why don't you pray like this? Dear Jesus, pray it with me. Dear Jesus, I'm tired of trying and trying and trying. I get it now. Your sacrifice is enough. Please forgive my sins, all of them. Come into my heart right now. Help me to live for you as I know you will. Put your Holy Spirit within me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. Please call me. 877-306-4663. That's 877-306-HOME. Or you can reach me online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. All three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something which will help you in this new life. And may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.